There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn, Kenneth, Iggy Strode, The Plowhawk, and Action Jackson with you. It's the Munganass St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour, and if you're watching on YouTube to see just what negligee I'm wearing today, you may notice KG and O-Town is lurking behind the Plowhawk. KG and O-Town, good morning, and welcome back.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here, learning some new things.
You're running the board while we're in Jamaica.
That's the plan.
How's it going so far from your class, your master class from the Plowhawk?
I'll answer that for him because I kind of know how he's feeling. It's probably easier once he sees me do it as opposed to like the lesson we had this morning. It's just an overload of information, you know?
Do you feel like there's an overload of information, KG and O-Town?
It hasn't been an overload yet, but I have a really cute teacher and
Doug.
Excited.
Nice.
Did you catch that?
Huh. You a visual learner there, bro?
Oh, yeah. Very visual.
And when we all left Doug's house this morning, we decided to all three wear flannel.
Yeah, there is kind of a team uniform.
We're just a rugged bunch. A bunch of outdoorsmen, really. Woodsmen, much as anything.
That's why so many young ladies watch this show on YouTube. Because it's like, oh, there's a bunch of hot guys.
The word for us is rugged, I would say. If there's any one word that would describe us.
Guys, Swiss Cheese looks so nervous with his replacement in studio staring at him. That's from Tug McGraw. Doug, he closed out the World Series in 80, was it?
Something like that. I think he was on the Mets in 69, too, wasn't he?
Oh, wow. We ought to get Tim McGraw on.
He might have been on that Mets team. He's been awfully young, but
fine, I'll look it up.
There's no way of knowing. It's not, that information's not easily available.
I'll find it out on Baseball Reference.
But he was a good closer for the Mets for a while. Maybe I'm thinking the 86.
No, he was on the 69 Mets.
Was he?
Tim McGraw?
His last year was 84. Doug, did you call them the Amazons?
I didn't really.
Hey, Tim, has Iggy verbally acknowledged KG yet? That is from the KC Gray Sexual. Iggy, how are your interactions with KG and O-Town going at the moment?
I passed him in the hallway. We said, good morning. Does that answer your question?
Kansas City Gray Sexual, the action's back on you. If you want to call into the Steve Schmidt Kia North County phone lines, you can to ask any more questions because it's a press conference Thursday, especially with KG and O-Town. And you will take questions, KG and O-Town?
I'm taking questions.
Oh, wow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
636-9004-TMA. Email in for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. We're giving away Adam Sandler tickets February 10th at Enterprise. That is the prize for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. And, of course, text into the Engineer Design Facilities text inbox 314-881-TMA5. And we got a sampling yesterday of the applications from our listeners for the TMA Listener of the Month presented by Milagro Tequila. Welcome to A Brighter Side of Tequila with Milagro. And you have four more shows to send in your applications for the Listener of the Month at TMASTL.com.
Did Jaguar win again today? Because he's already got like a party of 10 for Adam Sandler.
He's got, I think he can clinch a tie today, Iggy. I think that's the
Who's
math.
Who's voting for this, and are we reading every single submission?
Jackson?
Doug?
What's up?
Because like, if there's more than 10, I may be out. I may just randomly pick
What if I narrow it down to like the best
10.
That's fine, because I know they tend to be long.
No, no.
Jackson, you forwarded about 5 of them to me yesterday, and Stephen Wildwood's was like 6 words, not sentences.
Yeah.
And then the rest were like paragraphs.
Okay.
Shorter than emails of the day submissions, I would say.
I was curious if they were going to be the same, because sometimes we have to do an email because they're 2 pages.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Can they add pictures to these?
Oh, yeah. You better
photos.
Believe it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, there you go. There's a hint for you.
What sort of pictures are you looking for?
Wife pics.
Wife pics. Hashtag wife pics.
Ray King will send in his wife pic here in about 10 seconds.
He does like to do that.
It's always him, and then the avalanche starts, where a bunch of guys send in pictures of models.
Yeah, claiming to be the
photos of, like, supermodels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did that when we... God, I don't remember what year it was. But
what year was it?
I don't know the years, Tim.
Me, Stully, and Frank Ladd did a show from Hedonism.
Nice.
In April when we were doing a show. They brought us down there, and they were letting us give 2 trips away. And we asked, just send in an email why you want to go on the trip. Well, at the time, Stully was doing the wrestling show. And every email that came in was some kind of wrestling. Can you smell what John and Cindy are cooking?
Oh.
We want to go to the... And, it's all, and we love Stully. We don't care about Iggy, but we want to go with Stully. We love wrestling. So after like a week, I said, do you understand I'm voting for this too?
Do you? Yeah.
You think I'm going to vote for you if you say we don't care about Iggy, but
I
we want to see Stully?
No, they wouldn't get your
talent. I said, let me give you a hint. We're going to Hedonism.
Yeah.
There's a nude beach.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have fun. Those are the people we're looking for.
Mm.
And the next 2 submissions were naked pictures of their wives.
Boom.
And they won? Did they win?
Oh, yeah.
Did they? Did it turn out to actually be their wives?
They were actually very fun. I'm still friends with them to this day, both of them, both the husband and wife. They were so much fun.
Ray King is sending in a picture of a bearded gentleman kissing him at a Blues game.
Oh.
What? Isn't he...
That's a significant other now.
Wasn't he trying to get into the dating game with another...
I think he was. He was indeed, Plowhawk. It was a very progressive dating game, Maggie O'Brien's, for that TMA Live. Daddy, I want to be Listener of the Month, and I want it now. Look at me. That's from Mitch. Well, we all have stories. Cumstein.
Okay.
So cool seeing KG and O-Town in studio. Can someone ask him if it's inspiring to look across the room at Iggy and know if he works super hard for 30-plus years, he can have the exact same job for the exact same pay as he's making now? Thanks. We did that already. Don't know what year it was, but Stully read wrestling emails, and apparently that's the punchline of the story.
No, I just told the rest of the story. Weren't you listening?
Mm. Well, I was.
I haven't worked hard for 30 years, so you really don't have to work hard to get this job.
Hello, I'm leaving.
KG in O-Town, is that an inspiring speech that remind you of Herb Brooks, Lake Placid, 1980?
I'm ready. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
Great story, Ken. Toss that into the Never Tell Again file. Sit a few plays out. Some Harrison's brother, Master.
I thought it was a fun little story.
I didn't mind the story. I like the idea of inviting listeners to go with you to Hedonism. Seems kind of dangerous, kind of risky, but apparently it turned out okay.
Well, we picked who we thought was going to have fun with this, and they both had a great time.
Did you wind up engaging in coitus with them?
I won't answer that.
Wow.
That's a yes. It's a yes.
It's not a yes. It's not a yes, and I don't know.
Wow. So definitely, yes.
Wouldn't you just have wanted a couple of gals to go down there with you instead of guys?
I want to make love.
Well,
Frank?
No sexual urge at all.
Frank signed up for the contest?
He didn't win.
Oh.
No, we said couples. We're taking couples.
Oh.
So. Very open with my sexuality.
Okay. Weezer's also part Weezer's of it.
It could have been a gay couple, but no gay couples submitted.
Then therefore, it probably wasn't a gay couple.
Oh.
It's a sex show.
But they are very fun couples, and to this day, I still see them all the time.
Really? All the time? You see them all the time?
Well, all the time, a couple times a year.
You do? You go to their place, or they come over to yours?
Yeah, we go to concerts. They're really big reggae fans, so if there's a reggae show in town. God, I don't know what that venue is. It's got a big tent.
Like what venue has a big tent?
Circus?
Downtown, it's called.
Circus Floor.
Oh, right by Powell Symphony Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like whenever a reggae band comes, they play there. And he'll email, hey, reggae, this such and such is coming, Luciano's coming. I say, yeah, let's go.
And you tell stories of the old hedonism trip.
Well, we've had many stories since then. We don't need just hedonism.
Oh.
And that was like, when did I work at, 05 maybe? So it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. But the flame still burns brightly for that pair.
I took him to the Playboy party during the... Was that the All-Star weekend?
How the hell did you get into that?
Really know Gary Cole.
Gary Cole.
Who's Gary Cole?
Used to work at Playboy.
How do you know him?
Just through radio.
I think he's bored with your line of questions.
He really is.
Well, I'm sure the listeners are get the Texas shut up. Care about this
Well, that
story.
Goes on all 3 hours, and then I get it for another hour.
Well, I thought this would be an interesting story.
Which one is that?
I have some Playboy photos from the party on my Facebook page somewhere.
Oh, have you?
And one of the girls who went to Hito with us is in there.
She was in the grotto.
No, it was the Playboy party. It was some downtown somewhere. I hung out with it was a St. Louis comedian. Used to have his own TV show.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, I hung out with him. His table is right next to us in the VIP
this
section.
This is a Playboy party in St. Louis, not in L.A.
It was during the All-Star Weekend at a Playboy party.
Oh, okay.
And Cedric the Entertainer was like right behind us, and he hung out with us.
How about Sinbad?
He wasn't there. I think Cedric was the only...
Guys, you can tell that boiled gremlin is very nervous having KG in studio and is telling stories. It's from Los Lonely Strode. Brian Henschen is covering this Jeff Saturday situation, and he says it's not an interesting story. Reevaluate, you creepy cheetah.
Oh, come on.
Why don't you tell us one of your more interesting stories?
Brian Henschen, call in and tell a story. 636-9004-TMA.
It's kind of odd that we're on a three-hour talk show and people write in and say, shut up. We have to talk a little.
Well, Susie Johnson scored 3 goals in field hockey. I had to sit down with her.
I'd love to hear about Susie's play. What's making it work for Susie Johnson
right now? Is that Johnny's daughter?
Hey, guys, you sound great. The connection in Jamaica is amazing. Keep up the great work, Gino. That's from Flip Wilson.
Well, we're not there yet.
Doug, we leave at 5 a.m. Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be at the airport around 3:30 a.m. And
I guess that's probably when we should get there, huh?
I guess I'll have to pop pills a little earlier on Friday night.
Oh, I'm going to be in the zone.
I guess you just try
8 hours on the nose.
You just try to sleep maybe from 9 to 2.
Oh, no, I'm waking up at midnight.
Midnight?
You need that much of a head start?
Yeah,
I don't know. What are you going to do? Are you going to take a nap at like 4 and then get up at 11?
I don't know. I feel worse
on the
when
way
I take
down.
Naps. Yeah, that might not
plane.
That might not be a bad play, Doug. Yeah, that might not be a bad play with the flight to Miami.
Yeah.
Is that about 2 hours, 15 minutes?
Yeah, I would think, yeah.
I was thinking last night, I said, 2 days from now we'll be in Jamaica, and then a week from now I'll be home.
Doug, there's the math.
Okay.
See, every time we go to Montana, we leave at midnight. So I'm familiar with this sleep schedule, and it's not fun.
No.
But it's the cost of doing business.
Right, you get over
it. Go to Jamaica.
Oh, 100%.
Station taking care of it. Shows from Jamaica. Golf. And then a night of orgies is what they're calling it.
I haven't seen that in the itinerary.
A night of orgies.
It's page 3.
Yep.
Really? That's what this is all about?
All the radio stations are hooking up.
I bet you that's all it will be. Just
orgies. Radio personality orgies.
Oh, yeah.
Blue Chew get in on the sponsorship of this?
We just sit in little circles by station, and then we just kind of...
We all start making
out. No, we don't.
I believe that's page 3 of the itinerary. You just acknowledge you've seen it.
Page 3. Orlando is right next to us, and then West Virginia's over there, and we just kind of mingle.
Look, we're going to be watching people who have not been away from their kids in 10 or 15 years, and they are about to get lit the F up.
I don't know. I think you're exaggerating what's going
to
happen.
Down. It's a couples resort. It's not Disney resort. This is a couples resort. They don't
they're
go there
together.
To...
They're not there looking for other people. They're there together.
Maybe.
Well, technically, it's not a couples resort. It's an adults-only resort, but it's not couples.
Which one has more probability of fun, if you know what I mean?
Well, it depends what you're into.
Is a couples resort?
A couples resort is usually going to be some swinging involved.
Is that right? And we're going to an adult
swinging?
Resort.
We're not going to a swingers club.
Do they have that in like fine print?
Adult resort.
I think it is in the fine print on page 3. That page 3 is a hotbed of activity.
No, adult resort mainly means that no kids are allowed. So you can go and you don't have kids running around. But a couples resort is mainly, it's all couples. You're not going to have any single guys or single girls, so it's couples hooking up.
All right.
Nice.
I never minded if there's kids running around.
Really?
We were all kids, weren't we? Yeah, well, most of us have had kids.
Yeah, you went to Disney.
Not just Disney, almost everywhere else. Don't mind kids running around.
I just don't think a lot of families go on family vacations and go to Jamaica.
No, probably not. Probably not.
Definitely not in a group.
A lot easier to go to Florida.
Yeah, so I wouldn't want to have a trip where we're going to Jamaica, tropical island, beauty, and we got four kids we're running around.
Yeah, you go to Disney. That wouldn't bother me.
Junior the Juice Man says it explicitly says couples resort on the website.
That's what I thought.
I didn't think it said.
Yeah, it's where people go on their honeymoon.
I didn't think it said couples.
So therefore now you think there is a higher chance of MMFs, MFFs, and these series of orgies.
I don't think that's what Sandals is known for.
Is that right?
If people are going to do that, they would be going to Couples Negril or Couples Ocho Rios.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that was their deal.
Huh. Well, it's not a sex resort like Hedonism, but you have more hookups there. But Couples, you know you can go and you're not going to have to run into a single dude. Hey, want to hook up?
Well, isn't that what you are?
No, I've never gone up to anybody and said you want to hook up.
Oh. Just eliminated two people from the group.
Except for that one couple. I was just enamored with the lady. And she wasn't even a lady. She was like in her 20s. I said, God, I got to try this. That's the only couple I've ever gone up to.
So you cucked the husband?
Yeah, you cucked that guy, bro?
No. Well, they told me no. Then I said, can I watch? They told
Girls
me
love sex.
Where was this? Where did this happen?
Vito.
So you asked if you could join them, and how did they answer? I mean, I realize they said no, but did they just say no with one word, or did they say, well, we appreciate it, what a kind offer, but we're going to pass? How does that go?
Well, listeners won't believe this, but she wanted to.
Oh, sure. How could she not? You had suave.
Well, they hooked up but they hung out with me for a couple of days. And then finally I said, I just got to ask. Because I saw they were mingling with other couples. And so I asked, and she goes,
what do you say exactly when you ask?
She said, I got to talk to my husband. And then she kind of walked off
with
her husband and came back.
No,
that's,
no.
And that's what he said.
Husband, Nate.
And then I said, can I just watch you?
Oh. And then what was the response?
He's not into that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then I did see him, though.
She was too nice to give you just a flat-out no. She wanted the husband to be the bad cop.
No, I think she was interested.
I don't know. I don't know.
A lot of perverts in here.
How do you idiots not remember? He's told this story 500 times. That's from the 314.
Thank you for remembering.
That. I have heard this story. I like
it. 500. Once or twice, maybe.
And then I ended up watching him anyway because I was sitting in the mist pool.
Doug, you ever been to the mist pool?
No, I haven't.
It's right as you go into the grotto, and there's a mist pool. There was, waters like, they just put a lawn chair in there. There's a little mist that comes out. And they walked in there with another couple. I said, I'm going to end up watching him anyway. And then she saw me. She went to another end of the grotto where I couldn't see.
Oh.
She was into it. Doug Ryan Kelly is the title sponsor of these wonderful stories and discussions on this program.
And
which
as far
will be approaching
as we
its 19th birthday in July, and we will have an orgy for that as well. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
As far as I know, he has never been to Hedo. I'm assuming he hasn't. He's been too busy coming up with things like the VIP refi program.
That's right.
Interest rates are up, but it shouldn't stop you from buying a home. With the housing market returning to normal, now is the time to strike a deal on a home that would have been unheard of about a year ago. You can make up for that higher interest rate with a lower asking price on the house. Sellers are looking to make deals right now, so reach out to Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, to get pre-approved for your dream home today. And with Ryan's 10-day closing guarantee, you'll be in your new home faster than ever. When interest rates come down, and they will come back down, you'll be covered as part of the VIP refi program. After you make 6 payments on your mortgage, they will refinance you to that new lower rate with no fees. VIPs refi with no fees when you work with Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Find out more about this program at thehomeloanexpert.com.
If you are interested in feeling better, if you're feeling like you've got low energy, low motivation, tired all the time, feeling anxious, moody, irritable, well, go to lowtusa.com and check out Mantality today at lowtusa.com. Mantality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Even if you've tried testosterone before, not everyone understands the blood chemistry in men's bodies, and that's where Mentality can help. I went out there, and I was tested. Very easy process. Was in there for about 15, 20 minutes, friendly staff, and I recommend getting tested as well. The normal range for testosterone is large. If you've been to a doctor and they told you that you were normal without understanding the range or testing your free testosterone, it wasn't fully looked at. Come get checked with Mentality. Online at lowtusa.com. That is Mentality. Call in, especially with KG and O-Town taking questions, 636-900-4TMA. It's a press conference Thursday. Steve Schmidt, Kia, North County phone lines. Email in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, with two tickets to Adam Sandler at the Enterprise Center on February 10th. The prize. And of course, you are welcome to text into the Engineer Design Facilities text inbox and sign up to be the TMA Listener of the Month. Only a few more days to sign up for the month of January. It's the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month at TMASTL.com. Each one of us on the dais will get a vote. We will vote in a Jamaican papal conclave on February 1st.
Right.
And the first Listener of the Month presented by Milagro Tequila will be decided in said papal conclave.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what's happening. Nurse?
We're going to be on YouTube, right, during the show, hot down there?
Jackson, you taking questions?
Yeah.
So maybe bored by answering the same question
yeah.
Time.
It's a one-camera shoot.
Maybe we ask them if we can have some kind of like a, I don't know, to burn something.
Incense.
And then we have this white smoke come up.
Oh, wow.
Now, if we vote and it's 2-2-1, black smoke, then we have to make another vote.
How about when Plowsy lights up the blunt?
Flip that off.
Then we'll know that a decision has been reached.
Which one, Doug? The first or the second one of the morning?
Oh.
But yeah, I think that's a good idea, Iggs. I don't know if it'll get done. But there's an idea.
Yeah, just a little bit. Maybe a sketch.
No, that would be a bit, I think.
Are you guys, are the ladies, you guys going to do stuff when you're down there if we're playing golf or like... The ladies going hiking or anything?
I think Madison has corresponded with Lisa about something like that.
Anna Marie, not welcome. It's Mean Girls.
Well, no, I don't know. She doesn't have hell no. She doesn't have
back to high school.
She doesn't have Anna Marie's number. So like there, she assumed Lisa had Anna Marie's number. So the idea was to have Lisa be the bridge. Because I didn't have Anna Marie's number either. And I didn't know how to ask Tim, hey, can I have your wife's number?
Oh.
Well, I mean, I would understand,
well, I understand
the context.
That, yeah. I could have explained it more, but yes, Anna
Marie.
We
have a cuckold phone number thing.
We do have a cuck line.
Yeah.
Madison's like super excited
right now.
About getting rid of me at the golf course. I think that's.
Well, where are they going to walk?
I haven't been to Ocho Rios in so long. But there is a place, I think it's called...
Oh, there's a bunch of places, Doug.
Yeah, but I think it's called the Blue Hole,
The Blue Hole?
Jackson, we get Blue Hole t-shirts.
It's only going to be the name of the segment. You knew it was going to be.
I think it's called the Blue Hole.
Blue Hole.
Blue Hole, dude. Like, that sounds awful.
Well, it's not. There's like mountains there, but there's the most beautiful waterfall you've ever seen.
Okay,
it's not Dunn's River Fall, but it's a waterfall... It's like tropical gardens. There's two cold pools that you can jump into. You can go around the mountains, and there's a waterfall, and it's really gorgeous vegetation. I think it's called the Blue Hole.
Flip that off.
You'd hate
not a great name, but I think it's called the Blue Hole.
You'd hate to see it get polluted and have to change the name to the Brown Hole.
Flip that off.
Come on, Doug. I'm trying to add a contact.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
There is a thing, the Blue Hole Mineral Spring in Ocho Rios.
Okay.
Doug, you want to go to the Blue Hole?
No, I don't.
Is that where you should have the papal conclave?
Yeah, we could just hang up some, you know, put some chairs down there and sit around the waterfall. And
does it have Wi-Fi so we can see the selections?
I wouldn't think so.
Blue Hole Public.
Guys, what are the odds Iggy gets into a confrontation with a banty little radio guy from Big the Show in Oklahoma City? That's from The Hunchback of Von Castle. There's something called Big the Show in Oklahoma City? Are they going to be there?
I know there's a station from Oklahoma City.
Is that right? Yeah. Jackson, you can talk Thunder.
Mm. Yeah, see what their thoughts on Shay is.
Doug, we can talk Shay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, I think a lot
Sneaky
of people like
MVP
to hear.
MVP candidate there.
I think Oklahoma City, Orlando...
Las Vegas,
West Virginia, Vegas.
West Virginia, just a statewide.
I didn't see West Virginia. Didn't...
Doug, is that Wheeling?
I don't know.
Morgan?
I remember Big Morgantown? Mike from New York, right?
Oh, they're going to be Snoot
Long Falls. Island, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're going to be Snoot Falls.
Oh, yeah. There will be so many hot takes.
The
flying.
Takes. Oh, I just.
I don't think that any of them are like sports stations.
No, I don't think so. They're all like.
It would be great if there were like somebody screaming about the Eagles.
How can you pay Aaron Judd that kind of money?
Yeah, a Philly show after the NFC Championship is in Jamaica. How would that play?
Now, Doug.
Especially if they lose.
Oh, my God. That would be the best. Yeah, I would sit there and watch the program.
Would simulcast their show instead.
Now, Doug, what props are you bringing? Are you bringing
probably
the
just the oven mitts?
Just the oven mitts? Yeah.
I need those. Those aren't props. Those are necessary to keep my hands from burning.
I can see the other stations. We're looking at the station in St. Louis. It's 85 degrees. This guy's got gloves on.
Oven mitts. Well, if I can remember to bring them, I'll pack them.
Please tell me there will be a Jamaican creep cam following Iggy all week. We all want to see the creepster peeking in the virgin's room to hopefully catch a glimpse of Lisa Ann. That's from the Worson Woods Wacko. Oh,
you look like you're crestfallen right there. Lean back,
you
put your hands over your face.
You can't see her naked anywhere online.
Who?
Lisa Ann.
Oh.
Seriously.
Will sandals have a hot tub clogged with jerk chicken and love lotion?
Oh.
That's from Wolf Boy.
You know what I'm excited?
What?
For the Jerk Shack.
Clip that off.
Now, what is that?
You ever heard of the Jerk Shack?
Is it right by the Blue Hole?
Maryland Heights.
No, Jesse told me that they have a place called the Jerk Shack, and that's where the jerk chicken is.
Oh, right.
I'm not kidding. It's a delicacy, or it's kind of the main dish.
Oh, jerk chicken is tremendous.
Yeah, I'm
it's
excited.
It's just a little spicy for me, but.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, you have to try the jerk chicken.
Well, don't tell me what to try.
The fact that it's called the Jerk Shack, I hope they have T-shirts. I will buy a Jerk Shack t-shirt. 1,000,000%.
I mean, I just hope I can find myself.
Katessi, go ahead.
I was just saying, I hope this place is huge. I'm just hoping that you don't get lost trying to find from your room to the broadcast. Like, I don't know where I'm at.
You need the emergency. I've fallen and I can't get up.
You,
like,
right, right.
That we're all connected to.
Or an orderly to walk us up there.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Katessi Chattel is not happy in the YouTube chat, Doug. Are you looking at Katessi Chattel?
No.
You met Katessi Chattel in Florida, right?
Right, I did, yeah.
Says, Plowsy's so lazy in his quote-unquote training, he couldn't even bother to get a chair for that dude. Mm. Always the least effort. That's from Katessi Chattel.
We do have a chair over here if you'd like one, KG. Yeah.
He asked me if I wanted one. I said, no, I'd rather stand.
Okay. So what would you like to say to Katessi Chattel?
Well, actually,
sure
I don't know if I
microphone.
Asked that, but KG in O-Town's a super nice guy.
So he covered for you.
Yeah, like, that's why he's a pro. But, like, honestly... I mean, who cares? KG in O-Town, great. If he wanted a chair, I knew he'd be comfortable enough to ask. We do have one in this corner that we can easily grab. God, Katessi Chattel.
Yeah.
You sure that's not a masturbator burner account or whatever his name is?
Harrison's brother, Master.
Yeah. Mm. All great guys.
Yeah.
Actually, Jackson's got them on his Mount Rushmore. It's Crystal City Clamhammer, Harrison's brother, Master. Who else?
St. Charles from Aphrodite, yeah. And I think the Jeffco Gentleman.
Mm, he's no gentleman.
Wow.
Notice how all those guys have like names not in Central Corridor.
Yeah, they are always.
Is there correlation? Better. Who knows? Who's this? I gotta get this person out of the YouTube chat.
Mm. What was going on?
It's spamming with nonsense.
What's the move if Lisa Ann has a great day with Plowsy's lady, has a few cocktails that night, and proposes the less popular MFF with Plowsy, Madison, and that massive, girthy knee knocker he's swinging? That's from the cousin of Moo Man.
I mean, that's certainly out of my realm. That's no longer my decision to be made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just... a willing follower.
You're a stunt cock.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Pay to play.
It could be an MMFF. She invites you back with her and Jackson.
See, I couldn't do co-workers. And I think Jackson's with me. It's just too close for
Jackson,
comfort.
Would you like to sleep with Darren?
not this weekend.
Yeah. I would say we'd have
what
to.
What if Missouri beats Iowa State?
Well, then anything's on the table.
Yeah,
we Doug, have you better watch
that's
out.
That's going to be a big impact.
Yeah,
we have
you're
to
not
lean
wrong.
Into that one. But I like I said, I think Madison would make that decision. I'm comfortable either way. And, I love her to death, and Lisa obviously super cool. But yeah, I don't think that. I highly doubt, let me say, that would come up. I'm not saying 100% that it wouldn't, because it's, you know, a couple's resort and people get down. But
I thought this was more of a romantic situation.
I think that's
some
what
people
it is.
Look at swinging as romantic.
I don't think it's a swinger's paradise.
Maybe not key partying, that's a little aggressive, but just swinging with another couple.
Doug, it's going down.
I don't know.
Well, I don't
it's
know about every room,
down.
By the way, but I
mean, if Jackson's sleeping with Darren, certainly it's a wild place.
Why am I Darren now? Like, what the hell? It's like the most
sounds
funny real name.
That's exactly right. That's the logic. Ken sounds like he's on 1.5x speed when he talks. You can definitely tell he's putting in extra effort this morning. Is there a reason for that? Nervous much? What up, KG? Oh. Doug, that's from a gentleman on a rocking chair in Old Appleton, and he's a stepdad, the Old Appleton stepdad.
Okay.
Why don't you explain what I'm nervous about?
Old Appleton stepdad, the Steve McKeon
County
phone lines.
Once, instead of texting
Iggy, you
in.
Do want him to call in. Old Appleton stepdad, 636-9004. He should be able to call in if he's on the rocking chair. He's drinking Country Time Lemonade.
Well, that's the name of the town, Old Appleton. He's not necessarily old. The town is Old Appleton in southern Missouri. It's just before you get to Cape.
And this is like his name's referring to, like, he's the only stepdad.
No.
Which, I guess in a town of 75.
Yeah, 70. He actually might be the only stepdad.
Could be.
So do we have, what's the percentage of people we have in Appleton listening to us if one out of 70?
It's Old Appleton.
Old Appleton has a population of 70. If we have one listener in there, we're kind of covering that town.
Right.
You guys are going to be let down. This resort has people on their honeymoons and old couples celebrating their 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
Lots of guts. That's from Sonia.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, I bet that jerk shack. I bet you it's a 25-minute wait. People just waiting to get their honeymoon grub.
Oh.
Waiting to go up to the plunge pool with their rack of jerk chicken.
Harrison's brother, Master. I'm not sure who this one's directed at. Hey, Tiny Ween, it only takes an hour to train someone to do your entire job. Work harder, do better, be better. That's from Harrison's brother, Master. I guess that's Plowhawk, but Plowhawk's the antithesis of the Tiny Ween, Doug. This guy is really well hung.
I mean, I never said my job was brain surgery, but certainly, like, if KG and O-Town were to sit down right now, I would assume he wouldn't know what he's fully doing. So the training is not over. It's a job to where it's much easier to learn watching, and it's much easier to learn doing as opposed to just sitting there when we're off air, like showing him a computer with a bunch of commercial spots. And
what have you learned so far in this mungin-ass St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour KG and O-Town? Dougie's got a Padres hat on, you see that?
He certainly does, yeah.
I believe I'm aware of how to get you guys on the air on Monday. That shouldn't be an issue.
Here we go.
So that's a big step. He kind of showed me the outline of the spots and the segments it'll be playing leading up to 707, 708, kind of do the math, add up, make sure you're going to hit that time. He says getting on and off the air in a timely fashion is kind of the big thing to worry about.
That now? We get on and off on a timely fashion?
What are you talking about? We're seamless.
Yeah, we're seamless. Though.
Okay. All right. Okay, sorry. I just thought we kind of just talked until we ran out of stuff
but
to
also,
say.
Also, this is like your basic course. I'm not teaching them how to, like, you know, drops or like any other, you know, how to upload a podcast. None of that. This is strictly just basic getting us on and off air, making sure the commercials that have paid the station play in the appropriate spot, make sure we have a 4-minute break, make sure we start on time, make sure everything is on, make sure we're on air. So, yeah, like I said, it's not ridiculously hard. And you guys can continuously be jealous that I'm making more than what you're doing at your job, which is fine. But, like, I think you need to politely step down and train somebody on how to stock bread properly.
Oh, my God. It's Kurt Warner.
Let the big boys eat. Yeah.
The big boys eat.
Don't worry about me and KG. We're going to be on air Monday and Tuesday.
Is that what you're calling yourself now, one of the big boys?
That could be a T-shirt, too. Big boys.
I would say in the HD2 radio realm, 7 to 10 here in St. Louis, we are big dogs.
From the 215. Where is the 215?
I don't know, Tim.
A monkey could do this job and do better with better drops. It's from the 215.
I'll
teach
like
him drops so he can actually have some on the show. That's from the 314.
I mean, geez, I played like 15 or 20 today. Like, the show is like not just playing drops with a couple of Doug stories and Iggy stories in between. It's like a radio show.
Is that Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of big and
that's a cricket wireless
burner.
You
got a team playing the NFC Championship, you're listening to this.
That's somebody in Hannibal with a cricket wireless burner account.
Back off, Hannibal, and let the big dogs eat.
Guys, Darren was just rattled like that guy in Office Space when he was asked, what exactly do you do here? That's from Scooter.
I will let you know that the easiest part of our job, and I think Jackson may be able to answer this as well, is actually the 7 to 10 being on air.
Yep.
That is the easiest part of the entire job. That's where you kind of not kick back and relax, but that's where you're comfortable, you're relaxed. It's pre and post production and get everything buttoned up, the email. Jackson knows more so than I do. Jackson is the hardest worker, you know, out of the bunch. He grinds. He does a lot of the things behind the scene that nobody sees.
There's some heavy lifting behind the scenes.
And so, again, I think our time to kind of relax and really enjoy is from 7 to 10. So I'd say a monkey probably could do what I'm doing at 7 to 10, but could not possibly do what we do before and after.
How about a service dog? Could they do performance?
I'd love a service dog, but no animal could do this. I don't know why we're even on this topic. Why are we talking about animals?
I don't know what you can teach service dog to do.
Yes, Doug, a service dog could jump on the board and start running the ones and twos. Yeah, is that what you want to hear? Is that going to end this?
Air Bud could. He could make a basket.
Yeah.
On the air.
Oh, man.
I bet a really smart monkey could be trained.
Yeah, posable thumb.
To hit a couple buttons.
And to do a stand-up outside Bush.
Oh, you son of a sack ass.
Wow, we went after local television news, which had a banner day yesterday, defending the forecast, Doug. Unfortunately, I don't think St. Louis got 4 to 8 inches, at least not where I reside or where I drove through.
Mm-mm.
And from my standpoint, Ken Strode was the big winner yesterday with the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a shock?
Well, we got, I think, officially around here about 2.5 inches.
No, they didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, they didn't.
It was melted so fast, like I got home from work.
It's an inch at most.
That's not according to the.
They're gonna pump it up to get closer to what they said. Well, we said 2 to 4 inches. We got 2. Well, you said 4 to 8, and you got 1.
Well, that morning
and
when
it's
I
gone already. So
right before we went to bed the night before, they actually raised it from 8 inches to 9 inches.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm.
They like hyped the storm up at like 11 p.m. just an inch more, and it went the complete opposite way.
Well, Farmington got about that much, didn't they? I think they did south of here.
No, I don't count that.
We're not talking Amish country. We're talking like actual.
I don't know that that's
Amish. Is Farmington Amish?
I don't think so.
A portion of it is, right?
Is that right?
It's farming country, isn't it? That's why they call it farming.
That's correct.
I would think.
No, it got maybe an inch. I mean, they said it was going to go
on.
They said it was going to go on until 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was done by 10.
Yeah, they did say there was a second wave coming that never came.
Yeah, so they were wrong. Just admit they were wrong.
We didn't get what they had forecasted, but we got more than an inch.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, but he says
we just did.
People just bashed what I do in my job, but honestly, I'm not kidding. Anyone can go on TV for 45 seconds to a minute, make up weather that they saw from weatherchannel.com 20 minutes ago and say
they're meteorologists. They
are they going out
test.
Grinding? Are they like putting their ear to the pavement? Are they like licking things? Are they like looking at
what
are they doing? Are they like doing like a weather dance?
Looking
chant?
At computer models and things like that?
From another source,
it's
right?
It's inexact science.
They're middlemen to weather. I mean, let's be honest. They regurgitate information that they get from somebody else and put it on air, and they have no repercussions to being wrong. It's weird. It's just a weird profession.
Well, but it is an inexact science. You don't know exactly what's going to happen. Nobody does. So they're giving you the probability of what's likely to happen.
If these people would have listened to this show yesterday, the day before, kids would have been in school.
Mm-hmm.
People wouldn't have been out of work.
People lost jobs.
Home.
You wouldn't have the fourth dozen eggs.
Who
in your
lost
fridge?
Their jobs?
These businesses, lost man hours because they didn't come in and they could have. Schools, nobody in schools. They're all at home. Some of the parents had to take off of work to watch the kids.
That is correct.
They missed work.
Yeah.
Maybe they got paid for it. Maybe they didn't. Probably cost them money.
How about this? Arbor Day, one of your biggest critics says, Ken's right. Stormwatch is the local news equivalent of clickbait. It is financially incentivized hysteria. Arbor Day, I'd give away some kind of prize for that text. He is right on target. It is one of the last remaining viable threads of relevancy for a dying or dead industry. So tip of the cap to Arbor Day for understanding the playbook from the outside looking.
But if we ever do get hit by a big storm and they didn't tell you it was coming, then people would be equally as mad.
Yeah, but
it's exaggerated for the purpose of relevance.
Here's a novel concept. How about getting it right? You get paid to get it right.
Well, they usually do get it right.
Doug, here's what happens when you don't have meteorologists. Google St. Louis weather.
Well, you can
weather
do that.
Channel.
That, of course, you
whoa,
can do.
Whoa. Yeah. We're going to have a front.
You can do that for anything. You can do that for sports. You can do that for news. You can do that for anything.
We'll just say it.
How did you sign a 10-year deal?
I'm not there.
Just preface your broadcast by saying, this isn't 100%. This isn't science. We're not 100% correct. So we think this could happen. You know how many golf courses, and I look at it golf, because I know a lot of people in the golf industry, where they'll do a forecast, 90% chance of rain, tomorrow, monsoon, and you don't get a drop of rain.
Ew.
Nobody made any tee times. They're afraid of the rain,
mm-hmm.
and nobody goes out and plays, and then there's not a cloud in the sky, or it doesn't rain all day.
Yeah.
So they cost all of these golf courses money.
You see that icon on your weather app that says rain, and it might just be 30 minutes of rain, but you assume, oh, it's going to rain all day. You know?
I think people need to start making their decisions on their own, you know, using their own instincts as opposed to...
How would you have known? You would never have known it was going to snow at all yesterday
blindly,
using your own instincts.
Well, I guess. I don't know.
It had been, what, 40 degrees, 50 degrees in the days leading up to that? You wouldn't have had any clue that it was going to snow at all.
I just don't know how in your right mind, when it's been 45, 50 for almost a week, and then you say we're going to get 8 inches of snow, the probability is slim, because even if it snows hard, it's going to hit and melt. It's not going to stick. It's just going to be slush.
Well,
so how can you say 8 inches when there's no probability of there sticking 8 inches of snow?
Are you saying they're just making it up? They're just guessing?
I'm just saying that let's go eight. Those grocery stores need to sell eggs and...
I don't think there's that kind of conspiracy.
Kids needs a day off and...
The eggs.
You know, it may only be two, but then what if it is four? We'll be wrong. Let's just go high. And then we can always make up an excuse. Well, we didn't know about the high pressure system is moving in, and we forgot about it's going to melt. So at least 4 inches melted before it got here. And then it's so cold up there, and then it hits there. Always make up excuses when they're wrong. Go look at your weather. See what excuse they made why they were wrong.
Well, I think what they'd say is that most of the heavy snow went just south of St. Louis.
Yeah,
which is what happened.
Couldn't you see it on your Doppler?
But it's an inexact. The weather is an inexact science.
Why don't you say
Chris Raby is listening to the show, and he says, "You know what else costs golf courses money, Ken? You sunburned mooch." Doug, that's from Chris Raby.
Oh,
I don't like the name calling, but Iggy's like a walking billboard, though, for a golf course.
So you're saying the golf course actually experiences return on investment
how much
because of marketing?
Let's say they break even.
How much have you paid when you played with me, Ravy?
Chris, the action's back on you if you want to call in. But in the meantime, it's the retired Air
Marshal.
Well,
let's put our golf where our mouths are.
Actively campaigning to be the first ever TMA Listener of the Month, brought to you by Milagro Tequila. He is on the Steve Schmidt Key of North County phone lines. Good morning, retired Air Marshal.
Morning, boys.
Oh, no.
Doug, you out
a little energy, please.
He's crestfallen.
I'm a little crestfallen today. We're talking about the snow, and I really, it's the end of the month. I really got to pack in my participation in the show for this Milagro Tequila of the Month, but unfortunately, I was in a ditch on the side of I-70 because somebody misforecasted the weather, and I thought it would be okay to get to work with just a light dusting. However, went right off the side of I-70 into a ditch, and had to spend the whole morning dealing with that, so thanks, Iggy.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the...
Well, maybe you learned to drive because the roads were fine yesterday.
Well, Iggy, did you go look at every single road in this state?
No, I didn't get up to Kansas City Way.
Okay, well, I live in Lake St. Louis. Thank you, though. Kansas is pretty far away, but hope you guys are having a better day than I am. I wanted to call in and just kind of talk about this Milagro Tequila. Doug, I wanted to issue an apology. After the last suspension, I've kind of taken that time seriously to really think about my actions.
Good.
And I just want to say I'm sorry. You know, I get really nervous when I'm around you because you are a good-looking guy, and I really look up to you as a father figure.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I'm impossibly handsome.
I'm just going to, yeah, agree with you to keep my, you know. But
sure.
I just wanted to say, in terms of the Milagro Tequila of the Month, I'm going to be submitting my application. I want you guys to look back and try to remember the very first call that I made. Again, I was the first caller of this year. And from that day, I knew that I had the want and the will to, and I was going for it. Okay, I didn't wait for these prizes to come out to get involved. I didn't wait for the other competition to get involved. I set my foot on the ground, and I was running fast. But I do have a song today to hopefully help with Milagro Tequila going forward and their advertisement on the show and that kind of thing. So, Doug, would you be okay with the song today?
Yeah, briefly, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. It's not very brief. It's a few lyrics, but it's by the Champs, and it goes a little like this.
I thought you were going to sing something.
Milagro Tequila.
Okay, that's enough. All right, put him down. Okay, put him down.
So his move was buttering up the sponsor to it.
I guess so.
And you potted him down before he got to Doug's ass.
Yeah, well, that's a good
thing. It was a proper pot down moment.
It was.
This guy sucks. Drive back in another ditch, you non-driving mother effer. That's from King Fupa. Yeah. Please limit the time the retired air dork can be on the show each week. Somehow he's even worse than Mr. Fix. That's from Ken's Wedding Toast. No, this call ends his chance. This sucks. That's from Sonia. This fat ass try hard needed to stay in that ditch and freeze to death. Oh. That's from Glumpy Triple X. Hey, retired air marshal, please come out of retirement, hop back in the cockpit, and drive straight into the ground. Doug, that's from our texter of the year, Little Tommy Tripper.
Drive straight into the ground.
And you don't have to call in. I mean, we're getting submissions for caller of the month or listener of the month, so we're going to read those. If you don't send in a submission, he can't win, can he?
If you don't know the show, we don't know what happened yesterday. So, like, the beginning of the year, I have no idea what calls were made.
I was checking snowfall totals here. Farmington yesterday, 10 inches of snow. Much of Jefferson County, up to 6 inches of snow.
Iggy, how do you explain
that? That's the St. Louis area.
No, Farmington isn't St. Louis area.
It gets St. Louis TV. Well, and so we have TV stations broadcasting to those people as well.
Do you have a St. Louis County number, maybe?
Most of St. Louis County, 1 to 3.
Okay, so it was 1.
1 to 3.
Yeah, 1.
Jefferson County, 3 to 6. And on the east side, 3 to 6 inches of snow for most of the Illinois part. That's in the St. Louis.
Didn't they measure it in Farmington?
Yeah, they got 10 inches.
What a 1, 3 to 6?
Farmington is a city. These other are just areas that I'm getting.
Well, all right. So St. Louis, 1.
1 to 3.
Well, 1. Where are we at?
No, it doesn't say 1. It says 1 to 3.
That's closer to 1.
And 3 to 6 in the Jefferson County area. That's a significant snowfall.
Doug, do you consider that a dusting?
I don't.
It's a dusting in this area. I only worry about this area. I can't worry about Lake St. Louis.
Well, but local TV stations have to worry about the entire market, well, not Lake just Saint where Louis you are.
Is, why don't you say Lake St. Louis? They said 4 to 8 in St. Louis.
Lake St. Louis isn't that far out. Farmington's a trip. That's not.
Farmington said St. Louis 4 to 8.
Farmington's an hour
away. So they
away?
Were off by 7 inches.
Hour and a half. They said it was possible, and they got it just south of here. Like I said, it's an inexact science. They can't tell you when the storm is off in New Mexico or Texas exactly, pinpoint where you're going to be and tell you exactly how many inches you're going to get in your apartment.
But
they can tell you in our area, it's possible to get up to 10 inches of snow, and it happened.
What do you mean they can't tell you? They did tell you what you were going to get, and they were wrong.
Well, they weren't wrong for Farmington. They weren't wrong for an area just barely south of us.
Maybe they said 10 to 12 in Farmington. Maybe they said 2 to 4 in Farmington. I don't pay attention to Farmington. I don't live there.
Jake Arrieta was born there.
Yeah. Why do you hate Jake Arrieta?
Yeah.
That is a good question.
And if the storm shifted just a little bit, had it shifted just a little bit, we'd have gotten 6 to 10 inches.
Yeah, and if it was switched a little bit more, we'd have had 70 degrees yesterday.
No, we would have had to switch a lot for that. I mean, we were 1,000 miles away from 70 degrees.
Anyway, back to this call.
Oh, son of a...
We are taking, Jackson, correct, we take submissions for Email of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to call in. He may call in 9 times. If he doesn't send in a submission, he can't win. Correct?
Right.
Right. And it's very easy to send a submission. You just go to TMASTL.com, find the listener of the month submission form, and then it's a quick process, and you can enter in, get a sweet prize pack, and be a listener of the month.
So submit. Air Marshal, quit calling. It really does no good. He's sucking up on the phone, but it doesn't even count.
I think he sent in a submission.
Well, it's a body of, I view, Doug, how you vote is up to you, and how Iggy vote, that's up to you, and Plowhawk and Jackson. It's a body of work vote. If one just votes based on what somebody writes into the submission on TMASTL.com, then God bless. But if somebody has a big month, Doug, you love Caller Adam, for example.
Not that much, no.
Or Timmy the Tickler. And then if they also submit, I personally would consider their body of work as callers. Or let's say Jaguar.
Yeah.
If he were to submit for TMASTL, Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month, I would consider his emails as part of his body of work for the month of January.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? That's where I'm coming from.
That will all be discussed as we sit in the conclave.
That's correct, the panel
conclave.
And when
Plowsy lights the blunt, we'll have reached a decision.
Correct, and Milagro Tequila will be notified.
Can't wait. It's a great day.
I still don't think pot's illegal. I still don't think it's legal in Jamaica.
It isn't legal?
I don't think so.
Well, it's not like I'm going to be walking up and down the streets. I'm a 17-year vet. I know what to do and when to do it. And
I thought that was like the home of marijuana.
Well, it is, but...
The honey hole.
It's never been legal. They just turn their back to it because it's their second biggest form of money behind tourism.
Oh. So if they see a chance to profit by arresting somebody, they could?
They profit more
by
not arresting them.
No, they just know that most Jamaicans who sell it have no jobs. So it keeps those people from being poverty-stricken because at least they make some money selling pot and they have money to spend on grocery stores and the economy. Because if they didn't sell pot down there, there'd be so many homeless people down there. So they let them sell. They don't. It's not legal, but they just turn their back.
Okay.
They're not going to arrest them.
Love how you can cross state lines and pot goes from good to bad. It's one of my favorite things about this country.
Let's see. Retired Air Marshal has issued a response. Iggy being listener of the month requires participation. Kind of like how the show you work on requires your participation, but you decide to spend 2/3 of it walking around the office. It's from the retired Air Marshal.
Well, that is just so stupid.
Oh.
2/3 at a time. And how do you know what the participation? I need to participate. Well, they got to be good participation. Just because you call in and with these stupid songs. That's, yeah, you participated, but it's not a good participation. Add something.
Yeah, it's like whenever like a teacher goes, oh, there's no wrong questions or answers, and there always is.
Right.
So, like, yeah, just make sure you know what you're saying on the phone.
Stephen Wildwood says, when I win Listener of the Month, my first order of business in office will be to finish the damn golf video. That's from Steve.
Yes, he wants his sponsorship money back.
I think he might.
Well,
I hope a company wasn't banking on that.
I guess we can take some videos of us golfing in Jamaica, put something like that up real quick, like
ball striking sessions.
Oh, I can't wait to see my swing. Gonna look great.
Oh yeah, me too.
Smooth as silk.
I put a picture of the golf course up yesterday. It looked pretty good.
Is that right?
Yeah, I just promoted it, and I had a photo of the golf course.
How would you describe the what do you call it, track?
Yeah, it looks great on the website.
Short.
6,400 yards.
From the tips.
You need a little more distance.
Probably not long enough for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds
club
great.
Down.
Yeah, we could play the whites, which I think is
I'll leave my woods in the hotel room.
Yeah, but you know how you would think most Jamaican courses are. You got a few holes that face the water.
Oh, nice.
There's some lakes, a lot of palm trees.
I figured at a resort, they're wanting people to get on and off the course. They're not going to want to have people land their third shot at like 220 out.
Ew.
A lot of wind, I'd assume. Is there a lot of wind up there?
Is the hawk up, Doug?
Well, the forecast says it's going to be windy Saturday and Sunday.
Just watch the meteorologist. Whatever they say, do the opposite. So if they say it could be heavy winds, expect very calm skies.
I don't know.
Yeah, some of the holes going into toward the water, some are kind of surrounded by trees, so... It just depends on, like any other place, what the wind is that day. It's beautiful, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like it. 6,400 yards for me is like a pitch and putt, but yeah, you guys will be able to hit whatever you take.
Kind of like a par three course, really. You kind of just bring a couple irons and a putter. And,
yeah, maybe a seven.
Obviously one wedge. Ball because you're not going to lose it, so you're going to play that same ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's about LPGA yardage. So you'll be playing what the ladies play.
It's plenty of golf course. I don't like to play the really long ones anymore. Actually.
If you want to see a long golf course,
I don't.
Wait till our golf video comes out because that course was a challenge. It was long.
Doug, from the tips, I think Meadowbrook's in the 7,400.
That's a lot.
7,400.
And you could tell every time you were on the tee box how, I mean, it is significantly longer than any course I've ever played.
Really?
Those were wild. I could barely get to some of the dog legs.
And how far is Belle Reve? Is that longer?
I think they can stretch it out to 7550, I think.
That's a grind. That's a day right there for me.
Licks would know. He's a member there.
Mr. Licks is at Belle Reve?
I don't know.
He doesn't have enough money to pay for membership, but he caught a good friend crowd in high school, so...
7460 from the tips at Belle Reve.
Nice.
Yeah.
At this point, when the Nagel video is released, will it be considered a historical docudrama? Thanks, it's from a new poll eligible.
It'll be in the public domain. Anyone can use it.
I feel bad because he hasn't made a cut since he lost to us.
Oh.
He missed the cut at the Corn Ferry in Bahamas, too.
Well, golf's a hard game.
You think we broke his spirit?
I think every time he steps on the tee, he just thinks of us, go, God, I got beat by those guys.
Yeah. Well, he's going to 9-8 us in May, so. He's
going to ship us?
Yeah.
You know, when he gets up there and his team partners, hey, I heard you lost to four hacks in St. Louis. Yeah. How's that feel? Five hacks in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. How's that feel?
KG in O-Town's looking like an alpha male on the YouTube stream. Thanks, that's from Jackson's friend, Sweet Sweet Kai.
Because everybody's sitting.
Oh, he's blowing kisses now.
That's a relationship I'd like to see.
What?
KG in O-Town, Sweet Sweet Kai.
Oh.
Have we ever met Sweet Sweet Kai, or would you let us know if we have met him?
He was at the end of the year awards.
No, was it really?
Yeah.
With Herb?
They were both there. They were not there together, though.
Wow.
Ooh, interesting. Beef. Tension.
Yeah, this is a different kind of friend group.
Both of them think their hog size is bigger. So
Who do you think's bigger, Jackson?
That's a good question.
I'm sure you've seen them both, haven't you?
I haven't, but I would have to guess. Sweet Sweet Kai kind of carries himself in a different way. I'm going to zag and say Sweet Sweet Kai.
Wow. Plowhawk, you got to be stunned.
Twink? Otter? How would you describe this boy toy?
He's not very tall, so could a twink kind of be short?
Oh sure.
Yeah. He's a twink. Yeah. He's a twink. Yeah.
Sweet Sweet Kai's a twink.
He's a thin, svelte gentleman.
Hey, guys, I submitted my entry for Listener of the Month. If I call in with just the smallest amount of energy, will I go to the top of the list for Listener of the Month? It's from Flip Wilson, not happy with what we heard from the retired Air Marshal. Retired Air Marshal's got a long way to go, I would say, to win this tequila Listener of the Month. I'd be surprised if he receives a vote in the papal conclave in Jamaica. I'd be surprised.
Oh, you just broke his spirit.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you my handicap.
Well, I wasn't going to vote for him, so...
I'm just looking at the landscape, and now that I know how many submissions we have, he's got an uphill putt, is what I would tell you. Let's see what we got here. If you have visibility to your company or place of business's commercial fire alarm panel and system, please email fire at edf-rg.com. They'll have a technician come out and provide a free evaluation of your system and offer the most competitive contract pricing in the market. You can also check them out anytime at edf-rg.com, the official commercial fire alarm services and solutions provider of TMA. EDF's fire division is now testing, inspecting, and maintaining the fire system on all commercial kitchen and restaurant hoods. EDF can handle all of your company's security and surveillance needs, from surveillance cameras to access card readers to facial recognition software and everything in between. It's engineered, designed facilities. Check them out, fire at edf-rg.com. Let's see. Frog Dad is my vote. Bet that guy's hung like Odin. Keep an eye on him and the Smokies. That's from Alan Dadeville.
Oh.
My boy, the Frog Dad? I don't know.
Is he a threat to shake things up in the Smoky Mountains?
He's a mover and a shaker. I don't know about his hog.
Oh.
Mr. Licks is sending in a bunch of dollar signs in KG and O-Town. Did something happen, KG and O-Town, with your sponsorships? What's going on here? Mr. Licks and you are business partners, is that correct?
You could call it that.
Wow, he's Mr. Licks and KG and O-Town are business partners.
In what way?
Is he providing funding for your venture?
No, it's not a funding thing, just some consulting. I'd call him a consultant.
Mr. Licks is a consultant.
We've made some plans to get out and play a little golf, talk some things over.
Have you? It's kind of a funding relationship. Where are you going, Log Cabin or Bogey?
I'm going to try to get him out on Riverside.
Oh, yeah.
So in about 3 months, you guys get together and talk?
There's no timeline set yet. I don't know. It could happen anytime.
Really?
Yeah.
And you'd like to bring the Pepper and Genie podcast back with a sponsorship?
I've made that abundantly clear.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Are you concerned that neither Pepper nor Genie are interested in the podcast returning?
I think Pepper can be convinced. Genie's a different story.
I don't even know who's who.
I always thought you were the spicy little Pepper.
Yeah. I am Pepper.
I am Pepper. I am Genie. Hear me roar.
But yeah, I think there's something there.
Okay. Did you listen to the podcast every day?
Daily.
You did?
I've gone back and listened to some old ones.
You haven't.
Kind of going over game tape.
Really?
Yeah.
And what do you think can be improved? What do you think really worked? And why are so many sponsors interested?
Why are so many sponsors interested? I don't know. The want to could probably be improved a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's a gold mine there. And, you know, I'm not going to go into what was discussed in the meeting.
What meeting? You're meeting with Director of Sales, Keith Krause?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I mean, Doug, he got into one of the most important offices in this building.
Yeah, sure he did.
Yeah, and it wasn't just coffee in the break room. Sit down in the office, door closed.
Was he optimistic that something could come from this?
I will not speak for him.
Oh, my God. It's classified. It was a classified
sounds like
meeting.
A done deal.
Cryptic. Iggy, have you ever sat down with Director of Sales Keith Krause?
I've never had to.
Never had to. You notice that? Never had to.
If he asked me to come in his office, I would. I just picture that meeting kind of like the Kramer. We just called into the office. I don't understand what any of this means. Well, technically, I don't even work here.
I do, though. I think if you asked your HR people, they would say I do work here now.
Monday and Tuesday, yeah.
Well, I never said I worked here full time.
Well, that's nice. You got your foot in the door.
So you are officially an employee.
I'm sitting down after the show today with HR to do some onboarding, but...
Doug, onboarding?
What in the hell is that?
I don't know exactly what that is, but it sounds...
Sexual harassment video, W-9 form, things like that, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Well, you have to, even if you work here a day.
Well, that's fine. I've never once said I work at Hubbard full time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, everybody who, if you come in and work for one day and fill in, you have to do all that. It's just...
Okay, but your argument has been you don't work here.
FCC, well, technically you don't. After Tuesday, you
But gotta, he is going to be, but at the moment, I suppose you could say he doesn't, but he will be signing paperwork today as a part-time employee.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Monday and Tuesday works here.
But no, his name will be in, like, the employee, like...
pool. He'll be on the roster, Doug.
So, like, he's a fill-in, which does mean you're still on the roster.
Which means 8 months from now, if we need a board op, he's an employee.
No.
So all I got to do is call him because he's still an employee. You don't have to fill out the paperwork every time you work here. You know, back in the old days, we didn't have any of that. They didn't follow rules. I mean, you know, you have to go sit down with a salesperson and tell them, okay, these are the things I have to do. Do the paperwork for that. We got to get this. It's not like back in the day you could sell 100 spots for a bag of Twizzlers.
Oh,
you know, you have to
that's a good deal.
Fill out paperwork.
Was that going on?
Close to
that's
it.
That's a good deal for the Mars Corporation.
Close to it.
Sounds to me like he's only working 2 days because they're paying him so much, that's all he has to work. Wow. He doesn't have to come in here 5 days.
And I think you got to put into account, I have sick days to use. Certainly, there are going to be times where maybe I cannot come in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a pound. I mean, it's going to be pretty obvious.
We need a pinch hitter from time to time.
Can you be on call, KG in O-Town?
I have a lot of flexibility in what I do.
Maybe not next day, but something.
Sure. But, yeah. I could be on the roster to call, and I always go back to what you've told me, like you said, even before there was any momentum. Get your foot in the door.
Just get in the door.
Do your thing. Show what you're capable of. I'm learning to run the board. Jackson's taught me some things back there. I obviously feel like I'm pretty strong with the social media stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to be a utility guy.
Look at this guy, Doug.
And I've said all along, I've never once said I was going for Iggy's chair. I want my own seat at the table.
Wow.
And I never
it's a new seat at the table. We're not taking a seat away and replacing new seat at the table is what he wants.
Chair, right. I never said that. I never said that either.
We got to put a leaf in the table, make it longer.
A leaf in the table.
That's a good one, Doug.
Yeah.
Hey, Pout Pout Fish, the guy promotes the show you work on. Can you help him out? Stop being so negative. That's from the Cal May protege. This guy's learning from Calvin May.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just answering questions, dummy.
Oh, gosh.
If we call up a Blues player for one game of the Stanley Cup Final, they get a championship ring. KG is an employee of Hubbard and TMA. That's from Uncle Cucker.
Thanks, Cuck.
Iggy technically doesn't work at Hubbard either. He gets paid, but he doesn't technically work. Thanks. That's from Ryan, and he's with an R.
No, if you take the technically out of there.
Ryan with an R. I remember putting that text name in there.
Guys, I don't hear any breathing while KG speaks. That's from the total package. Mm.
Well, because he's like 9 miles away from the microphone.
Things are getting contentious.
Yeah, it is, Doug. It's all of a sudden. There's a nice little talk about our orgy in Jamaica. Now you're 8-10.
There's nothing contentious about it. The listeners want to keep throwing stuff out there. I never had a problem with it. They started coming in. He's coming after your job. Oh, you better get out of there. Oh, he wants jobs. He's taking yours. Oh, he's an employee.
Three straight texts. Strota shook. That's from the Sheik of Wideout. Yeah. Flip Wilson. Iggy is absolutely shook. Flip Wilson. Siggy CPAP is shook. Again, Siggy CPAP lives rent-free in the house of delusional diarrhea. Jesus, put him to pasture. It's from management. DBA, my dreams are bisexual. Viking cheerleader, you can't have a mother if you're not married. HD2 equals Noah.
God almighty, that's a name and a half. Yeah, what am I shook about?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously.
And why should you be put to pasture? What would that mean? You just do nothing but wander the halls? That'd just be it? You would never stop in anywhere?
I do like the Siggy
CPAP.
I do like the Siggy CPAP.
Siggy CPAP.
No, I'm not shook. I'm not worried one bit. If KG gets a job here, great.
Yeah.
If he's on the roster where, 6 months from now, Plows has to take some time off. We got a board op, fine. You don't have to go find one. We have one on staff.
What if KG and O-Town is added and the dais is no longer 5 but 6?
Nothing I can do about it.
Doug, that didn't sound like an endorsement.
Happy about it.
Didn't sound like an endorsement.
Well,
I thought this was the more the merrier.
Promo.
It is, but that means there's freed up some money to pay KG.
That means we're making more sponsors.
That means no raises for me or you.
Oh, money right out of our pocket?
Future money.
Doug, give me some of your salary.
Break off a piece.
All right. I'll give you a tip, maybe.
Future salary.
Yeah, I hate to say, Tommy, how about a raise after, we don't have the money, gave it to KG.
So therefore, it doesn't sound like you would necessarily like the day is to expand to 6.
I don't care what we do.
You've thrown up your hands at this point. Pasture's not looking that bad.
I got nothing to say about it.
Get a salt lick out there.
They're going to do what they're going to do. I got nothing to say about it.
Just lick some salt. Drink some water. Just wander from paddock to paddock.
Guys, hire KG and O-Town and then just give Iggy one of those Sopranos jobs where you just show up and sit outside in a lawn chair for 3 hours and then go home. That's from me, Boyle.
I'll take that.
That's a good
gig. Apparently,
that's a no-work pay job, I think it's called.
Don't get hit with a bottle of Snapple.
You'd be perfect for that.
I just sit out there by the fountain and just...
Yeah, smoke.
At 10 o'clock, time to go.
Lick the salt block.
Yeah.
Guys, if there are 6 on the dais, that means less horrible Iggy stories. That's from the Cal May protege. Iggy, I thought it only mattered if Hubbard made money. That's from the Birthday Hawk.
Yeah, when it comes to me, if they can make money for something I do, fine.
Nice.
The key question, does KG now have his own key fob to enter the building? KG, do you have your own key fob?
No.
No. So even therefore, I mean, that's you. But are you going to get the key fob today?
That has not been discussed.
What a big moment.
You will.
You think so?
I don't know. Plowhawk, you say he's going to?
Yeah, when I did my onboarding, they asked if I had a key. I said yes, because obviously I was an employee for a year before I did my paperwork with them. So the option was to get a key if I didn't have one.
Well, you were hired because you were going to be here every day.
Well, yeah, but he can't call Moon and go, hey, can you let me in?
Well,
like,
that's funny,
at 6 a.m. on Monday, he needs to get in that building without any assistance because nobody's going to be here.
Well, whenever Brooke or fills in on the morning show, they had to fill out paperwork, too, to go in there when they do. But they have to call people to let them in the door.
Yeah, but she has, like, another show host that she's, like, Randy is the co-host. What I'm saying is he's not going to be calling Riz or Courtney to let him in.
He calls Jackson.
I imagine someone.
I'll be in Jamaica,
we're in Jamaica.
Well, I'm not talking about these 2 days.
Well, that's my point is he's going to get a key today because he needs to get in here Monday and Tuesday for sure.
I'm sure they give you a key.
If he doesn't have a key, I will not sleep at all Sunday.
I can give mine, worst case.
Yeah, I can also do that as well. I want to make sure he's at least able to get in the building. I would love to not get on air, and the reason being he didn't have a fob.
He's just waiting outside.
He's just waiting outside the studio.
That might be something they just forget about.
Well,
the people that hand them out. When new employees come, it's probably the last thing they're thinking about.
No, there's a checklist. HR has a checklist, Doug. It's very too by the book. They follow every step.
Yeah.
I just did this like 2 weeks ago.
Did
I promise.
You really?
Yeah.
And you finally got a card, but you had a card before.
Yeah, but my point was one of the steps in the checklist was making a key fob for the employee. I told them I already have one, so I didn't need that step.
Yeah.
So my point is that's one of the steps in the onboarding process, and obviously he'll get one. They're easy to make.
Well, security has to be tight at places like this. We have such scorching hot takes. There might be people wanting to come and scrap.
We just leave piles of money in the corner, too.
That, too, yeah.
All the money we make, we don't put in the bank.
We burn money here when it gets cold.
A caller, Buzz, says, this is like when a family gets a new puppy everyone loves, and the old dog just pees on himself and just won't die because it doesn't want to leave the family with the new puppy. That's from caller, Buzz.
Oh, I like the comparison.
He just shot up in the Milagro Tequila, right?
Yeah, I'm taking notes. You got another check.
In sales, the smallest accounts always cause the biggest headaches and hassles. I love the idea of Hubbard Brass watching these other Goliaths of the industry move seamlessly and then refresh their emails and see 10 TMA concerns from their only HD2 station. That's from Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff.
Do we give him a lot of reason to be concerned?
No comment, I guess.
Oh, we do? Okay.
I don't understand it.
Both great answers.
I've yet to see an email with concerns about the show.
They were concerned when I started cooking fish the first day we were here.
Well, I don't think it was an email. It was Riz Show was bitching about it.
Yeah. Don't forget about the when the fountain flooded twice because you forced that dude to turn on the fountain before filtering it.
It wasn't ready.
That dude, that's the day that he hated everybody.
Hmm. Who's that? The guy with the fountain out there?
Yeah, me and Iggy have ridden in the elevator multiple times with this dude and have given him every opportunity to talk, and he just will not.
Oh. You said hello, how are you?
He's the scariest 80-year-old I've ever,
looks
80. He may be 60, but that dude has worked his entire life.
Well, I think he did blame me for the phone.
Oh, he 100% did the first time.
Because you insisted it be turned on before it was ready?
I kept asking every day. I said, how's that fountain looking? God, it's so warm out here. It'd be so good with that fountain. And I think they rushed to get it done, and then it wasn't ready to go. And after one day, it broke, and it flooded the place.
Came in the next day. There were fans everywhere.
I walked in one morning. I go, what happened here?
He's squeegeeing water.
It's too early to get it on.
Did the guy think you were one of the bosses or something and were insisted that the fountain be on?
I think he knew
if you like get behind him, he won't really hear you. He is cussing himself up a storm. Yeah, when he was squeegeeing that water, just F-bomb after F.
Oh, really?
I'd like to have a beer with that guy.
But then they thought they fixed it, and a week later, broke again.
It broke again. That wasn't your fault. The first one, 100%, was you, I wouldn't say nagging. It was like 8 days in a row of, politely asking. But I think he just said, screw it.
I'm sure a fountain like that is quite expensive for the landowners here. And then for it not to work and it to flood the building, they're really wondering, why the hell did we ever get a fountain? Is it really worth it?
No.
Yeah, you just can't pester people. Maybe that's why I've asked Joey so many times, how's the golf video? And finally he said the same thing, screw it.
Oh, no.
Joey said screw it on the golf?
No, I'm saying, kind of like the fountain guy.
I was about to say, that doesn't strike me as Joey's personality.
No, Joey wouldn't do that. No. I was just being facetious, saying maybe that's why it's not getting done. I've asked him too much.
Hey, this is off topic, but I want to ask it before I forget. Will you wear your big fuzzy slippers in the airport on our way down to Jamaica?
Oh, wow, Doug, that was a redirect.
Totally off topic, but I was going to forget.
It depends on the weather that morning. If it's like 10 degrees, I'm not wearing them.
What's the weather looking like? They're not very...
50, I saw.
50? People be out ball striking.
50 is the high. I'm sure at 3:30 in the morning it won't be that warm, but...
Ooh, it is cold next week in St. Louis.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we get back to like 10 degrees.
Yeah, that is going to be a tough one.
But then 2 days later, it's 50 almost, so we're...
I would just like to see the big fuzzy slippers.
I was
going to
bring them. Yes. I'll bring them, but I don't know if I'll wear them at the airport.
What about at the orgy?
Yeah, maybe I'll wear them to the show.
Nothing but those big fuzzy slippers.
I'll come in with a banana hammock and those things on.
Doug, Larry Thornton used to work at KSDK, a big Missouri fan, and he writes, you can't beat the entertainment value of watching a guy who has spent his whole career bragging about not doing anything get super nervous because someone with a work ethic is coming for his job. That's Larry Thornton, and he was in production at KSDK, is that correct?
I believe so. Sports producer, maybe?
Active on Twitter.
Was he active on the Twitter?
Yeah, he's good, yeah. I have no
He's a Mizzou fan.
He is.
Who's coming after my job?
Larry Thornton, the action's on you. 636-900-4TMA, or you can text in 314-881-TMA5. It is 8:22. We will wrap up the Munganast St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour. Munganast is the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour and the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. I created 10 rosters for this week, and I didn't realize it, Iggy, but I created them just for the first round.
Oh.
It's the worst. I had some good players, but when you do that, you got to have the first-round leader, and I didn't have any Sam Ryder. Sam Ryder is your first-round leader, I believe. Munganast, Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. By the way, producer Joe is listening to the show, and he just wrote ding, ding, ding for Larry Thornton. Producer Joe is monitoring closely here.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to come after your job. It's a little cold to park cars this time.
Gosh. That was a walk-up. That is, he just walked out of the show. It's like when Chris Rock dropped the mic on Sunday night at Enterprise Center. That's what we just saw here. Munganast, St. Louis, Acura, Alden, Toyota, and there's a secret phone number only for our listeners.
Yeah. Straight to the muckety mucks.
That's right.
314-252-0029.
That's right.
We'll get you right in with the Munganast muckety mucks.
And if you're like, I don't really like to call, hey, I understand. Text. You can text that number or call it, and you're going right to the muckety mucks. Jamie Burkhard, Clayton Patterson, Peter Munganast. They service all makes and models, regardless if you bought from Munganast, St. Louis Acura, Alton Toyota. It's Munganast. Secret number 314-252-0029. Send your emails in. We're giving away Adam Sandler tickets for the love of Pete. My goodness. The morning after at InsideSTL.com for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Hold on a second.
What?
Breaking news. We have breaking news on the golf video. Breaking news.
What is it going up?
Just came across my desk. I'll have that for you on the other side of the commercial break. Yeah, that's going to be... I feel like that tease, considering Jason Barrett's rankings are about to come out, that might have gotten us in. That tease right there might have gotten us in. I think it did.
Gosh, I would sure think it
that
would.
That and a check.
All right, so we'll have that breaking news regarding the golf video coming up. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.